Everybody, this is the North Hunter and Voorhees Regional School District Board of Education meeting for Tuesday, January 15th. It's 7 p.m. Call the meeting to order. The Open Public Meeting Act statement, in accordance with the requirements of the Open Public Meetings Act, NJSA 1046. Adequate notice of the meeting has been provided by posting of notice at North Hunter High School and Voorhees High School, delivery by facsimile to the Hunter County Democrat, Star Ledger, Municipal Clerks of Bethlehem Township, Calhoun Borough, Town of Clinton, Clinton Township, Franklin Township, Glen Gardner Borough, Hampton Borough, Highbridge Borough, Lebanon Township, Tewksbury Township, and Union Township, as well as other interested parties. Fire exits are located in the direction indicated. If alerted to fire, please move in a calm and orderly fashion to the nearest smoke-free exit. At this time, please silence all cell phones. Get a roll call.
Dr. Alan Munley, Ms. Prisilogo,
here.
Ms. Dietrich,
here.
Mr. Goger,
here.
Ms. Hinz,
here.
Mr. Kirschberger,
here.
Ms. McLaughlin,
here.
Mr. Mielek,
here.
Ms. Richards,
here.
Mr. Roll,
here.
Mr. Strait,
here.
And Ms. Viotto. We have a quorum.
All right, please rise for the
flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I guess we'll start with, can I get a motion and a second to approve the meeting minutes, agenda item 6.1 to 6.3?
So moved.
Second.
I have to abstain.
All right, so that's Roger.
I'm only going to abstain from one.
Roger and Shelley.
Yeah, 6.1 for me.
I have to abstain from 6.1 and 6.2.
Okay.
6.1 for me. You have to.
Okay. You catching all this?
I am.
Because you pre-prepared it, actually.
All right. All those in favor for the
Do I say that? Mm. All right, great. Thanks. This is like the training wheels version of this meeting, so I'll look over and have to see them. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Yeah. No, I'm not opposed. All of us need a refresher.
Should we start over?
Yes, we could.
Any discussion?
Thank you, Mr. President. Any discussion on the meeting minutes from the last three meetings? Seeing none, I'll call a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?
Which
we've already accounted for, so excellent.
Yes. Okay.
Motion passes. All right, next we're making a minor adjustment to the agenda. So in the pre-printed agenda, item number 7, we're going to hold that until after executive session. So we're going to skip down to number 8, which is the superintendent's report.
Over the period since the November board meeting, we've had 12 investigations of harassment, intimidation, and bullying. 7 of those incidents were founded. Can I have a motion approving the November superintendent's report?
So moved.
Second. Motion by Roger.
Second by Heather.
Discussion?
That's mine, does it? Okay, well, I read the Cliff Notes of Robert's Rules of Order, but I have not completely memorized it, so I'm sorry. Any discussion on the...
So that seems high. I mean, that seems a lot higher than any of the previous...
Like, typically, yeah. Like, it does seem a little
seems
higher
like
than
more than double.
It does cover 2 months because we didn't have a December meeting.
Oh, so it was just November's.
No, this goes all the way through to December 14th.
Okay. So is it in line with typical numbers that you see?
It didn't seem out of the ordinary to me.
Okay. Any more discussion? All in favor of the motion to approve the HIV incident report?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? All right, motion passes.
The New Jersey Department of Education Health and Safety evaluation of the school buildings. The checklist is available in the district office. The checklist was completed and signed by our certified facilities director. Also, I want to announce the selections for Governor's Educator of the Year program. Our teachers are Summer Morris at North Hunterdon High School, teaches world language, and Melissa Haynes at Voorhees High School, teaches special education. Our educational services professionals at North Hunterdon, Jessica Alora, school psychologist, and at Voorhees, Leslie Aarons Edwards, who is one of our library and media specialists. So congratulations to them. I also want to share that students in our Model UN from both high schools attended the YMCA Regional, Northeast Regional Model UN Conference in Hershey from January 4th to the 6th. Over 1,600 students attended the conference. Students from both schools were recognized with various selections during the awards ceremony. Congratulations to both delegations for their hard work and performance at the concert. We have reached the midpoint of the school year. The first semester ends on Thursday, January 17th. Students will have a half day, and staff has a professional development day, or professional development in the afternoon. Also, we've been conducting our 8th grade parent and student orientations. We have one last student orientation tomorrow at North Hunterdon. We look forward to welcoming the class of 2023. Course requests for 2019-20 are currently being accepted for all returning grade levels.
Thank you. So we will move on to the president's report. So just two quick items. One is the next board meeting is February 19th at 7 p.m. right here in this room. And then the other activity in the sort of last 2 weeks since being appointed president is that we have appointed the board committees, delegates and representatives. So we have chair people for the Finance, Facilities and Transportation Committee. That's John Milik. Community Relations, the chairperson is Jess Fiotto. Curriculum is Fran Goger. Personnel is Shelley Crisglogo. And Policy, Tom Roll. Negotiations, John Milik. And then our representatives to Hunterdon County Vocational School District, Fran Goger. New Jersey School Boards Association, Roger Strait. The Hunterdon County School Boards Association, Rachel McLaughlin. And the Hunterdon County Educational Services Commission, Roger Strait. So thank you all in advance for your time and efforts in chairing the respective committees, and look forward to the great work that you're going to do over the coming year. So thank you. And that is the president's report. So we will now move on to board committee reports. And I think we've had two committee meetings. Shelley, I don't think there's a readout from the personnel committee.
No, we had a meeting on January 15th.
Okay, gotcha. And then, John, you have a readout on the finance facilities.
Yes, finance met yesterday evening. You'll see there's an allowance deduction on the agenda for room 125. I guess some field conditions were discovered different than what was anticipated. So there's some minor changes in the amount of $3,500 for that project. That's moving along quickly. And the other item that's not on the agenda that's an ongoing issue, as we discussed, turf for the North Hunterdon field is getting to be that time where it's going to require to be reskinned. We're at the end of its lifespan, and as well as the track at North, right out here, is in need of not only a resurfacing, but the base of it has some, significant deterioration. So we're looking at, base work and resurfacing of that. At the same time, the district has been looking into pricing also for the Voorhees turf, which would be more than just the turf. It would be that would require the base work as well, and the track also at Voorhees is in need of just resurfacing. The base is fine, but We're still in the early stages, the first time that we discussed it at our committee, and we're just, and so basically prices, some preliminary numbers that we looked at were state contract prices, but we're going to dig deeper to get firmer numbers to make a recommendation at a future meeting.
Okay, thank you.
Any questions?
Anybody have any questions?
I have a process question, just being new. So I had a question about the superintendent's report, like where would I ask that? Because there was, is this the time to ask it, or does it come up under old business?
I will turn to my right and...
I just wanted, I had a question about the teacher of the year. Do we as a board honor them? Do they come to a board meeting? What's our process for that?
They haven't come to the meeting. We can certainly invite them.
Okay.
But typically, it's just the announcement.
Do they get anything from us, like a certificate of achievement or appreciation?
They typically do something at the school, at each building. So it's really a building celebration, but we can definitely celebrate as a board if the board wanted to.
I'd like to make that suggestion.
I like that idea. I think that's sort of in line with, I think it was the last meeting last year where a couple of teachers came in and presented to the board just about their programs, and I think the more of that, and I think that sort of falls in line with sort of using this time and this group as an opportunity to integrate more with the staff. So I think that's a good idea.
Great. That's all for now.
I wonder where that fits on the process question. Is that new business?
Well,
I don't either. I'm going to have to break out my Cliff Notes of Robert's Rules. But good suggestion.
Typically, we used to ask for, like, each section, there would be a question section, so.
Okay, good idea. Anybody have any questions about the presentation that John just made? No. See how I learned to fly. Nobody has any questions? All right. Now we'll turn to old. Does anybody have any old business to raise? All right. Seeing none, we'll move on to the public comment section. During this portion of the meeting, the public is invited to address the board with questions or comments. The public is requested to sign the register provided for this purpose and to state their name, address, and direct their comments to the board president. While all comments will be considered and a response will be forthcoming if and when appropriate, the board will not respond to the speakers at the time of their appearance. The public comment period will be a maximum of 30 minutes in length unless there are unusual circumstances. Those appearing will be allocated 3 minutes to speak, and no one will be permitted to speak twice until those wishing to speak have had a turn. Would anybody like to address the board? Hi there.
Hello.
You could just put your name and whatever else you're supposed to put. Sign the register and state your name and address and direct your comments.
Do you need my address on here?
Yes.
Too much, and I just wanted to bring something to everyone's attention. My name is Mary Obermeyer, and I'm a volunteer trustee on the North Hutterdon Education Foundation. I would like to ask the school if they've thought about putting more programs into place that engage the student population regarding the opioid crisis, inclusive of vaping, that is affecting many students today. Statistics were recently published that opioid deaths now exceeds dying in car crashes. If there are any innovative programs that would be beneficial to the students, similar to what is already being done for alcohol awareness, but may not fall into the current school budget, please investigate potential, and if there is something the North Hutterdon Education Foundation can review in the form of a grant application, please bring to our attention. Under its mission, the NHEF fundraises for all teachers and students, I'm sorry, for all teachers and staff to submit grant applications. Perhaps programming that addresses the opioid crisis and vaping activities could be considered. We invite these efforts to be brought to the NHEF in a grant application. That's all. Thanks.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for your work this week.
Thank you.
Anyone else have comments, public comments? All right, seeing none. I've got a process question. So, is it like new business, or where would be the place that we could have a little discussion on what Mary just talked about? New business. Coming up shortly.
Okay. It's item 19.
Gotcha. Okay. Cool. All right. Thank you.
All right. So where are we?
All right. So now we will move on to a call for a motion and a second to approve agenda items 15.1 through 16.12, including hand carries. So including, all right, moved by Roger, second by Shelley. Any discussion on agenda items 15.1 through 16.12?
Yeah.
Rachel. All right. Rachel, raise your hand first.
Well, Roger, I can go first.
No.
A couple of things. Well, first of all, this committee hasn't met, so I see quite a few action items. One of them is a very large expenditure for effective school solutions. So, and I noted in the contract that the contract was dated November 28th. So has there been a presentation to the board or in a committee? Because this is a very large expenditure.
This is a contractor who will be supporting our alternative program that we're developing at North Carolina High School. So that program has been brought before the curriculum committee. This particular contract will be providing clinicians to support students with emotional needs. They'll also be doing parent programming after school. It's really about providing a level of clinical support that we can't offer through our regular guidance counselors.
So then that's a program change from what you've previously practiced, right?
The entire alternative school is entirely new. So it's all about the new program. So we're not necessarily changing anything, we're adding something.
So you're adding a program, but so there was no presentation to the board about what the program looks like?
The alternative school was discussed.
It's been a work in progress since last spring, I would say. Spring, summer, we started discussing.
How many different companies did you look at?
I don't know.
At least five or six of them did observe, did have meetings, they came to our schools to visit, they reviewed their programs and proposals.
Okay, and then my second question is on the Apex Learning. Could you just give a little highlight reel of what that is, how it's used, and if it's new or previously utilized in the district?
It's been previously utilized. It's used for credit restoration and some of our homeschooling.
And it's been successful? What percentage of the students do you need it for?
What percentage of students do you think
you need it for?
Well, we actually get a set number of licenses that once the student has completed, another student can use that same license. So we just purchase a certain number of licenses. So those licenses could be used many times throughout the year.
Interesting. Thanks.
All right. Roger. So this program that we're doing, the Effective School Solutions, at one point in time, it talks during the summer, it can have a maximum of 10 students during the year. How many students do we anticipate to be in this program?
10.
They could service up to 20 students. We would like to start out small to ensure success and then grow our program if possible.
Okay. And then on the home instructions that we have, some of the ones that are at the bottom, are they continuing on these programs we've had in place, or are these new programs added to the current?
These are, they've been in place.
Both of these have been in place?
All right, any other discussion on items 15.1 through 16.12? All right, no further discussion. I'll call for a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
This is money. Don't we have to vote individually? No?
Aye.
Opposed?
I would abstain.
Abstentions? See, 1, 2, 3 abstentions. Assuming that means it passes.
It's passed.
Thank you. All right, so with that, I will call for a motion and a second to adopt the resolution for executive session.
So moved.
Roger.
Second.
Rob. Brandon. Whereas Section 7 of the Open Public Meetings Act, NJSA 10-4-12, authorizes a public body to exclude the public from that portion of a meeting at which the board discusses topics falling within a certain specified exceptions to the requirement for open public meetings, and whereas the matters to be discussed fall within one or more of those exceptions, now therefore be it resolved that the Board of Education of the North Hunterdon Voorhees Regional High School District now adjourns from public session to executive session for the purpose of discussing the following: personnel, recommendation for appointments, separations, changes in assignment, leaves of absence, pending and threatened litigation, and matters falling within the attorney-client privilege, and executive session minutes from November 13th, 2018. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Passes. All right, see you all.
Okay.
All right, we are back in public session, and I'd like to offer a motion and a second to reconvene public session.
Absolutely.
Shelley, and second. Awesome. Okay, so now we are going to move on. Well, first of all, we're going to just mention that we are going to table agenda item number 7 until next month. And now we're going to move on to new business. Anybody have any new business?
I have new business.
Rachel.
So according to bylaws, I can get copies of the budget, the audit, and the teaching contracts. So can I make a request to have all that information? And in addition, do you publish a roster to contact other board members?
Yeah, I feel like it's on the.
It is online.
Yeah.
It's on our Google Drive.
It's the budget.
Under what?
You go to the district website, it's like pretty much everything's there.
So it has your contact, like phone numbers and things like that?
Yeah.
I know it's our email.
No, but there's something that's got all this on it.
And then my other question is, do we establish a committee calendar? Because I'd like to put those dates in my calendar.
Yeah.
You know, we'll
send around. Usually the committee chair.
I'll send that out to everybody tomorrow.
So I didn't get that yet, so.
Okay.
Thank you.
So the document on the Google Drive is called BOE Members 1-2-19, and it's got everybody's cell phone numbers and addresses.
I'm going to look and see if I have that tab. In the drive?
Yeah.
I don't have it in my drive. Let me look again.
I don't know where it resides. It just was one of my, like, it just was there.
Guillermo can assist. He's still
here. Rob, I sent that to you for the committee, so the weighted votes on there, but I'm happy to share that with
the board. Perfect. Okay, you just share it. There you go. I was wondering why it just was showing up on the
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I'll put that in the drive.
Okay. Anybody else have new business?
In line with hers, I just wanted to know, I'm on the policy committee and I'd like to read policy, so I didn't know where to go to see all the policies that we have established.
They're at the present district website.
Are they
you can literally find on the left side, they're
okay.
All there. You
they're all there.
All
okay, perfect.
And
thank you.
And I think that's the same spot that the bylaws are located to.
Thank you.
So being that this is a new board, I bring this up almost every year. I'd like to try to establish a different way we operate when we go to public comment. Whereas in the past, we've all pretty much operated in the fact that we let somebody speak to the president, no responses, no interaction. We just let people talk, give their commentary, and we go silent. I'd really like, as a board, that we change our procedures where we operate more in line with, on certain things, we have to table, we can't answer. But on other certain issues, we should be able to respond to the public here and now with what we're doing and how we're operating, rather than having to say, we'll send you a letter at another time. So I don't know how the rest of the board feels about it, but I really feel like I don't like on some of these issues, I really feel like we shouldn't have to sit here silent and not respond to the public when we should be able to, at least to some extent, be able just to kind of give some feedback.
So from a process perspective, you never answered anybody's question that came to the podium? You would send them a letter or something, an email?
They either get a response from the board president or from the business person.
I'm in agreement with that.
I do know, just because I came off of the New Jersey School Board Association's training this weekend, that was pretty much what legal and the rest had said is how we should run our meetings, because we don't have some of the contention that happens in board meetings, but we would have to make it a policy, and then we would have to then be aware of what we could comment on and what we couldn't comment on, because there's times where... Exactly, and then there's times where if we say something, we're bound by that publicly. We've put ourselves as a board, which if you answer their question or if you answer the question, you may not represent the whole board. So there's a reason why you don't have public discussion between the board, because we're not individuals, we're a board. So that would be the only concern I have, is that I think it's a fabulous idea. I mean, the public wants answers, they want to be heard. And it probably is the most frustrating thing to speak and then not have it be responded to. But I think legally there's a reason why they don't allow response, because we're not, if you respond or you respond, we're not as a board. So when you leave, you can discuss it and then come back with a unified response as a board.
I get that.
Yeah.
On major issues, I get that. But somebody comes in here and asks what the volleyball schedule is, we still can't answer the question, which is a little on the reverse side of it, which is...
We typically deferred always to the superintendent. The board members didn't speak, but we would defer to the board president and superintendent to decide whether it was, like Roger said, something factual, like the volleyball schedule, or...
Yeah, we've done that in the past.
Right, I think we have, without it being explicitly policy, right? I think there are some things that... Like, I just remember from last year, there are some things that were obviously obvious and easy versus, you know, things that aren't obvious and easy. Like, even, like, using, you know, when Mary was just up here, right? Like, it seemed like you could have asked, it seems reasonable to ask clarifying questions. Like, if you had a question of her about what she presented versus having a dialogue of brainstorming ideas, right? Like, that seems like they're two different things. So, I personally feel like the idea of, you know, having some opportunity for, like, if there's something that doesn't make sense or there's something you want clarified, like, I don't feel like that should be silenced. But I agree that the idea of giving, like, a response to, like, what's the board's position on X, you know, you can't just do, like, off the cuff one.
Well, a lot of the territory where you don't want to go down is when it's a personnel matter.
Sure.
That becomes, you know, a confidential matter between, you know, the personnel and the school and the board. But like you said, on factual matters where it might be, you know, what's the schedule or, you know, something
more I'm thinking back
more
to,
mundane.
To November when they came in, we're talking about the program up at Voorhees, like that they were doing with the, you know, the weddings or whatever, right? And like, so like a clarifying question about that if something didn't make sense, like that seemed... Like that would be.
Yeah, that would seem like it would be appropriate.
You know, that was a teacher presentation that was talking about a health class. That's not a public comment. So that's a totally different situation.
Well, it's not in the public comment section.
No.
Well, yeah, when.
It was a teacher presentation, though.
When.
It was longer than 3 minutes, so I mean, like, you went. Like, I'm not saying that we don't all ever do it, but I'm just saying I don't think policy should be changed to allow for it.
Well, what happened is Carmen Cook came and he invited the board to come to the wedding thing up at the school. So that wasn't a presentation. He was just here.
What was the presentation then? Was it the month before? There was a presentation about something.
Well, before that, we had a presentation about the park results and that kind of thing. But it wasn't that.
He did it under public participation.
He used the public comment.
Yeah, Carmen used the public comment to invite us to Voorhees. So that's something where you could, you know, have a back and forth about, you know, like what's the date, what time, that kind of a thing. But that wouldn't be a policy issue. And I think we did have a little bit of back and forth about what, you know, when, where.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, so Roger, Tom, do you guys want to talk about it in policy or?
We can discuss it if you want in policy, because I mean that's fine. But I mean, you know what my statement is. So if you want to talk about it, that's fine. If you guys want to talk about it here, that's fine too. I don't think I'm going to be changing my mind on it, quite frankly. But you know, that's not to say that there's four other or five other members on it. So if it's passed in policy and committee, or you guys want to do it, then that's fine. I don't have to agree with it.
Let me just chime in from a legal point of view.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't want to repeat what's been said, but I will say that what Tara pointed out is usually the advice that's given, and I know it's the advice that's been given to this board in the past, for the reasons that she pointed out, that the board acts as a board, never as any one individual, even an officer doesn't act for the board. And that's the danger you kind of run, the risk you run, once there's an engagement, a conversation. But having said that, I do think factual clarifying questions are okay and don't bind the board if you need to understand something better. But to have a full-fledged debate, I think it's up to the president to make sure that doesn't happen. If your bylaw remains what it is, that the board won't engage.
Thank you.
It can still be considered in the policy committee.
Right. So, I mean, yeah, we can consider if you want, but I mean, I think it's dangerous to change the policy because then that is something that is allowed rather than right now something that's restricted that we can allow if we so choose at the time. If you understand what I'm trying to say.
I got it.
Yeah. So,
the guidelines have to be really clear.
What's that?
If they're going to change at all, right now there's a bright line rule.
Exactly.
And the board president reads it.
Right.
We will not comment. If
right.
that is going to change in any way, it's a slippery slope, but we have to be crystal clear.
Right. Right.
And that's the difficulty.
So, if you want us to discuss it, I will. But
I'm personally fine the way it is.
Me too.
Try again next year, Ryan.
Bring it up again next year. All right. I wanted to bring something up. So Mary spoke about the opioid crisis and NHEF's interest or willingness to be approached with programmatic ideas about how to increase awareness or reduce our children's risks in this dangerous space. So. I guess I would ask, this seems like something that you would want to talk to the building staff about, what you might want to do with this, and maybe approach the Voorhees Education Foundation in the same way. Because I'm guessing that they would have a similar feelings about this. So it's timely. You know, I think that everybody probably saw the same headlines yesterday, you know, on their news feeds about just how devastating this is and just reinforcing that it's more, you know, I think you got a higher probability of dying from an opioid overdose than from it being in a car accident, and it's the leading cause of preventable death in the United States. So I just would encourage you guys to take her up on that.
So just to give everybody an idea of where we're already at, the opioids and substance abuse is part of our curriculum, which is covered in our health classes. The Hunterdon County prosecutor is also very passionate about this issue, and he has engaged all of the school districts in the county to have discussions about interventions and things that we can do. So those conversations are going on. I will be talking with the principals tomorrow about looking at, like Ms. Obermeyer said, some specific programs that we can bring in and introduce to the kids.
Didn't we just approve new programs for Narcan training?
We just approved
some for each building. We approved Narcan people to get trained for Narcan.
Right, we have a policy that allows our nurses to administer Narcan, but we didn't include any new instruction or anything other than that.
None of the preventive programs that nurses have.
Not what she was talking about.
Can I ask another question on the new business side? So you've been starting to see some of these conversations on the news about, what is it, the Momo Challenge or whatever. Are we starting to see stuff in high school for that?
I don't know what it is.
It's some
blindfolds?
Some app. It's some program that the kids are doing where they kind of get masked. They start. Yeah, exactly. I'm saying that right. The Momo Challenge that kids are doing.
Yeah, I'm familiar with what it is. I haven't heard one bit about it at North yet.
Maybe it's just a younger kids.
What is it?
They do an app and then they get challenged with getting worse.
The challenge is good for them.
They get really progressively bad until kids kill themselves.
Oh.
I mean, it's
pretty serious.
Yeah, right.
Kind of like on the line of slender, reality.
It's been on the news lately.
Mm-hmm. I've got one other new business. Some people have discussed it with me, and I don't have familiarity other than what I've seen on some of our reports throughout the year, but the existence of booster funds for different activities throughout the building, and the oversight that goes with them, that bylaws are in existence, and the just oversight of the dispersal of those funds, and what has eluded me was the existence of funds similar to booster funds outside of the control of the high schools or some sort of bylaws, and I'm not sure if we've ever done, the procedure for the, I guess it's mainly in athletic teams where, money's being raised from students sometimes before they're even chosen for a team, to go towards furthering those teams, and just what the oversight is, because money's being handled and by a lot of amateurs. I just want to make sure that we're doing our part to oversee them and make sure that things are followed through with properly and organized annually if necessary. But it was somebody who had been through it expressed some concern to me, and I haven't, with an incoming freshman next year, I'll be the first one. I'll be experiencing it the next 4 years, but it'll be more awkward for me to talk about it then, so I figured it'd be a good time to bring it up now. But
we do, in accordance with policy, review the financial statements that are submitted by the booster clubs, but we are not allowed to audit their finances. So to the extent possible, we do monitor them, but we're not allowed to do a full audit on those accounts. So if you don't mind, I'll have a conversation with you for specifics and see what we can do.
All right. Other new business? No. All right. So we need to have a motion and a second to approve agenda items 20.1 and 20.2.
So moved.
Fred. Second?
Second.
Shelley? We need to do a roll call vote here?
Yes. Any discussion?
Thank you. Any discussion?
Turning wheels are still on.
Thank you. No discussion. Seeing none.
Thank you. Okay. Dr. Alan Munley?
Yes.
Mr. Goger?
Yes.
Mr. Roll?
Yes.
Ms. Dietrich?
Yes.
Ms. Crisologo?
Yes.
Ms. Hintz?
Abstain.
Mr. Kirschberger?
Yes.
Mr. Strait?
Yes.
And Ms. Richards?
Yes.
And Ms. McLaughlin?
I'm going to abstain on 20.2.
I didn't get a vote, but yes. If I'm still counted.
And the motion carries.
We wanted to tell you something, John. All right. So with that, can we get a motion and a second?
So moved.
Sorry.
All right. Adjourned.